at 8. I bought a round for the whole dang place, and after 9 rounds at Jose Cuervo, they were counting me out, and I was about to give in. Then after 10 rounds with Jose Cuervo, I lost count and started counting again.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. Global IT outage. I'm Sherry Preston. A Windows update overnight put out by cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike has taken down computers around the world. Affected facilities include hospitals, retailers, pharmacies, and airlines here and overseas. ABC's Ariel Reshev is at LaGuardia Airport right now.
That outage forcing major carriers like American, Delta, and United to halt all of their flights overnight. Passengers are gathered here in this terminal. They are frustrated. They are searching for answers about when their flights may actually take off. Now, we're hearing this morning that some of these carriers are now operational again, but it is going to take time to get everything up and running, so you can expect major delays throughout the day.
We're getting word that some government systems have also been affected. Alaska says state troopers there are describing a statewide outage of their 911 system. CrowdStrike insisting this was a software update and not a cyber attack. This is ABC News. We are learning more about the man who shot former President Donald Trump at that Pennsylvania rally last Saturday.
An individual using the name Thomas Matthew Crooks, the same as that of the 20-year-old Pennsylvania man who attempted to assassinate former President Trump, signed up online to attend the Trump rally on July 6th, a week before the shooting. That from a source familiar with the matter to ABC News, who says the individual signed up using an encrypted email address and cell phone number. Ultimately, the building the suspect fired from was outside the security perimeter, but was fewer than 400 feet from the podium where Trump was speaking. Dave Packer, ABC News.
A funeral is scheduled today for the Pennsylvania firefighter who was killed in the assassination attempt. Tennessee man's estate has been awarded $2 million in a wrongful death case stemming from a hot shower. The 76-year-old died after being burned by water that was 150 degrees at a Kentucky Econo Lodge. A jury found the hotel's owner did not properly maintain the room. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Superior Hike and Trail Association is looking for more local volunteers to help maintain their local favorite trails. According to officials, the association is falling behind on things like weed whipping and brushing, as the wet weather has led to faster plant growth over recent weeks. They say not maintaining the trails properly can lead to things like overgrowth and damage to the forest, which could make it more difficult for hikers to use the trails and stay on track. Volunteer information is available on their website. A Duluth business and educational center is looking for a new home following the sale of the building they currently occupy. According to a Northern News Now report, the Snake Pit, or Center for Amphibian and Reptile Education, has been behind the World of Fish building in Hermantown for years, but is now trying to lock down a new location that will allow residents to continue visiting and volunteering. Officials with the organization say they were expecting the sale and already have some leads on a new spot. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first round pick, AJ Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He hasn't been phased at all, and I think he's shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Price County Senior Dining, let's look ahead to Monday. Get those orders in by 1:30 today, and they will be ready to serve you a great meal on Monday. Price County Senior Dining serving a brat on a bun on Monday with potato salad, baked beans, and fresh fruit. Locations are in Ogama, Kennan, Brantwood, Park Falls, and Phillips. Price County Senior Dining, reach them at 715-339-2158.
Hey, folks, it's Big G here at John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin. I just devoured the Saturday night special. Fire-roasted prime rib. Picture this. Perfectly cooked, medium-rare prime rib. Loaded horseradish potatoes and a salad bar that's out of this world. Trust me, you've got to try the soups, the crisp greens, and the French dressing. And hey, who can resist those sugar cookies for dessert? Swing by one of my favorite eating spots, John and Heidi's Happy Days in Kennan, Wisconsin, for a meal you won't soon forget.
Does a peaceful day on the Laker River sound nice? Now is your chance to make it happen with a 12-foot-5 Tupelo recreational kayak valued at $1,200 to be raffled off Thursday, July 25th at 7 p.m. at the Lanes. Need not be present to win. Only 200 tickets available for $15 each. You can purchase your ticket now at the Park Falls Chamber or the Lanes in Park Falls.
Discover County Line Station, the perfect pit stop on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Weekend anglers stock up on bait and tackle. Explore their large liquor selection, including wine. Fuel up with premium and diesel. And handling all your DNR licensing and DMV plate renewals. Don't miss their great variety of groceries and snacks. Plus lottery tickets, propane exchange, firewood, and now offering 10% off on all Stearns life jackets for the entire family. Visit County Line Station, Highway 70 West in Monaco, Wisconsin. Your essential stop for summer road trips.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building, Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATVs, scooters, and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance include with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports, now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, sponsored by OnX Hunt. The Minnesota Sea Grant has come out with a new decal for your boat. It tells you the difference between a steelhead, a coho salmon, and a Chinook salmon. I'll tell you why this is important, but first.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
The Minnesota Sea Grant believes that there are steelhead being taken from Lake Superior, but they shouldn't be because there's no harvest for steelhead on the lake. Zero. And the reason they're being harvested is because people don't know they're steelhead. They think they're coho salmon or Chinook salmon. And it can be a little tough to tell those fish apart. The steelhead, which is a lake-run rainbow trout, it's not living in the streams. It's living out in the big lake all of the time. They can get pretty silver, unlike their cousins, brothers, and sisters that are up in the streams that flow into Lake Superior. Those are very colorful fish. So this sticker that you can put on your boat somewhere or on a tackle box will tell you the difference between the steelhead, the Chinook, and the coho salmon. You can get that sticker by going on your favorite search engine and typing in Minnesota Sea Grant, salmon versus steelhead. And they'll mail those stickers right to your door. Get them on your boat if you're fishing on Lake Superior. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Download our app and listen on your phone.
Rock it in your pocket.
Anytime, anywhere.
98 Q Country.
Well, I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, the devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy, 85 jacked up square by the Chevy. Blanket in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride. Pedal to the floorboard. She begging for more, sipping on apple pie moonshine. I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs, loving and leaving and getting too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side, there was always a long for the ride. We ride across state lines, rubbing two nickels, just trying to make a dime. Hard to make a living while the gas so high. Like a Harley on a two-lane, Palomino cross plane, drop her down a four-wheel drive on a Friday night, cracking open a Coke Buzz Light. Oh, we ride, pushing through the hard luck, looking for my give-up, needle peg at 95, but that's all right, cause I'm running every red light. Yeah, cause I've been known to ride a few songs.
want.
I'm gonna be your ghost story.
From the artists you love.
Hey, it's Carrie Underwood.
This is Eric Church.
All day, every day.
98 Q Country.
Southern wind sings again, and not a lullaby.
Baby powder beaching to my feet has got me rolling, and the breeze through crackling leaves like a daytime campfire burning. And the ship is off to sea, and the wicked is a churning. As the southern wind sings again, an island lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again. As the southern wind sings again, an island lullaby.
There's a place the locals go. No one knows where to find it. And the river starts to flow inside the clouds of misty mountain. The water from this stone below becomes a blue-green fountain. As the southern wind sings again, an idle lullaby.
You could jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, go and lose yourself again. As the southern wind sings again, an idle lullaby.
If you get the notion, stop on by and play a while. Simple tune to get your love light glowing. Keep your heart wide open, disappear just like the tide. Let it roll on by.
And jump right in, let the music pull you in. You could jump right in, or lose yourself again. As the southern wind sings again, and I
came in thinking top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. You could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. 'Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there, under that white oak tree, beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried. Lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money, 'cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell did you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow with her brown hair running up after one of them long days. Her big smile making every little worry fade. And over there under that white old tree, beneath the cross where my best buddy's buried, all them hunting seasons freezing in a John boat. Me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes when I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap. Now it ain't something you fall into, it's something God gives you and you hold on to. Just like that little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Lord, how long is all this is here? Why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
On air at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
I had a couple beers with one of my friends. Told him just how our story ends. Did all I could to try to make it work, but you drug my heart through the Alabama dirt. I've been at the house, climbing them walls, checking that calendar, Xing days off. Hit another bar, call another friend, throw a few down to the story again. Hey, hey, what can I say? I can do the lines, say it's all okay.
Now it don't hurt like it used to.
Good news, I guess. Billy Currington, it don't hurt like it used to. 26 past 8, and I hope your weekend has some good stuff going. You have my permission to plan something, whatever it might be, something simple. I know some people have weekend work schedules and stuff like that, but the weather's going to be pretty darn good. We're probably going to see a thunderstorm kind of rumble through at some point midday or later tomorrow, but the rest of the weekend appears to be very nice with temperatures kind of lingering in that 75-80 range. Nice refreshing starts to our day with temperatures kind of low mid-50s for most of us, upper 40s in the outlying areas. This is July, and this is summer, and this is what we deserve, right? Yeah, some good stuff. Let's get to our birthdays and give away a cake courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One. If you got a birthday or anniversary, give us a call right now. Don't delay. Get in for the cake drawing, 715-762-3221. We'll give away the cake, run through our list of celebrants after our twice an hour news and sports update.
This is a special report from ABC News. Global IT outage. I'm Sherry Preston. A Windows update overnight put out by cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike has taken down computers around the world. Affected facilities include hospitals, retailers, pharmacies, and airlines here and overseas. ABC's Ariel Reshev is at LaGuardia Airport right now.
That outage forcing major carriers like American, Delta, and United to halt all of their flights overnight. Passengers are gathered here in this terminal. They are frustrated. They are searching for answers about when their flights may actually take off. Now, we're hearing this morning that some of these carriers are now operational again, but it is going to take time to get everything up and running, so you can expect major delays throughout the day.
We're getting word that some government systems have also been affected. Alaska says state troopers there are describing a statewide outage of their 911 system. CrowdStrike insisting this was a software update and not a cyber attack. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans leaving the RNC say they're disappointed by the way President Biden's handlers have managed public concerns about his age and health. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Leiber.
To be told for weeks and weeks, everything's fine, it's a cold, it's jet lag, or whatever, and now finally come to the realization that they can't hide it anymore, so now finally, as their last option, they're telling the truth.
Multiple reports indicate Biden could end his re-election campaign any day now. The richest woman in Wisconsin says the American dream is under threat. Diane Hendricks had a speaking role at the RNC last night. She told the story about how she and her late husband founded ABC Building Supply and how hard it is to build a company from scratch. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News, I'm Austin Brumay. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Superior Hike and Trail Association is looking for more local volunteers to help maintain their local favorite trails. According to officials, the association is falling behind on things like weed whipping and brushing, as the wet weather has led to faster plant growth over recent weeks. They say not maintaining the trails properly can lead to things like overgrowth and damage to the forest, which could make it more difficult for hikers to use the trails and stay on track. Volunteer information is available on their website. A Duluth Business and Educational Center is looking for a new home following the sale of the building they currently occupy. According to a Northern News Now report, the Snake Pit, or Center for Amphibian and Reptile Education, has been behind the World of Fish building in Hermantown for years, but is now trying to lock down a new location that will allow residents to continue visiting and volunteering. Officials with the organization say they were expecting the sale and already have some leads on a new spot. I'm Austin Brumay, Civic Media News.
The Packer players returning to Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Packers training camp begins Monday morning with practice open to the public. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark is entering the final year of his contract and was asked on ESPN Milwaukee if he's considered this might be his last season in Green Bay with the Packers.
This is what I love to do. You know, I try not to let, you know, contract talks and all the, you know, the extra stuff get into my mind and you know, play with my mental. I just go out there and play, man. I love the game. I love being out there with my teammates. I mean, you know, I love what, you know, football has done for me and my family. That's just my mentality. Whatever happens, it happens. I'm forever grateful.
NBA, the Bucks face the Phoenix Suns in Summer League play. Baseball, Brewers taking on the Twins tomorrow night in Minnesota. Golf, Madison's Garrett Jones, the winner of this year's WSGA State Amateur Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's do some birthdays.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give me a seat, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
This is your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, our celebrity ones, and we'll give away the cake with our local celebrants. Benedict Cumberbatch, the English film, TV, and stage actor, is 48 today. Stuart Scott, the ESPN sportscaster, he was good. He was really, really good at what he did. He died of cancer at age 49 back in 2015. Stuart Scott, born on this day in 1965. Kelly Shiver, the singer-songwriter, is 59. Anthony Edwards, not the Timberwolves, Anthony Edwards, the actor, Anthony Edwards, celebrating a 62nd birthday today from ER and others. Campbell Scott, the actor, celebrating a 62nd birthday today. We have Howard Schultz, the founder of Starbucks. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Howard Schultz is 71 today. Celebrate his birthday with a good cup of coffee this morning. That's right. He took coffee. Not that coffee wasn't at another level yet, but he kind of took the quality and the price of coffee to another level. Howard Schultz. Bernie Leadon, the original member of the Eagles and the Flying Burrito Brothers. 77 for Bernie today. Commander Cody, backed by the Lost Planet Airmen, the keyboardist, singer, did that cover of Hot Rod Lincoln back in 1972 that went all the way to the top 10. Commander Cody George Frayne the Fourth, born on this day, 1944. He passed in 2021. George Hamilton the Fourth, the singer, a Grand Ole Opry regular for many years. He suffered from a heart attack and passed away back in 2014. George Hamilton the Fourth, born on this day, 1937. George McGovern, the one-time South Dakota senator, was the 1972 Democratic presidential nominee, but he lost badly to Richard Nixon. He is remembered as a liberal who opposed the Vietnam War. So Richard Nixon won easily in that election in 72, and then what was it, 2 years later? He resigned. He was out. 1922, George McGovern was born. He passed away in 2012. All right. Locally, we've got birthday wishes to Diana Walker, who is celebrating. That birthday is tomorrow. Got the whole weekend, Diana, from your family. Let's put all the birthdays in the box and let's give away a cake overseen by no one except me today. I am overseeing it. The accounting firm of Karnick, and Scheister. And we're going to give away the birthday cake to this person who celebrated on Tuesday, Bart Polacek. Bart, you got yourself a 98th birthday from Mr. Polacek back on Tuesday, and you got yourself a cake courtesy of the bakery department at Super One. Congratulations.
At Thompson Excavating and Demolition, we dig Wisconsin. Thompson is committed to helping you complete any excavation and demolition projects you may have, on schedule, within budget, and up to your exact specifications. Their extensive services include basement excavation, room additions and site clearing, building pads, driveways, grading and compacting, red gravel and sand, and versatile skid steer and mini excavation work. Call Chris for a free estimate today at 715-892-0097. Thompson Excavating and Demolition. We dig Wisconsin.
This Saturday, July 20th, there's a welcome home event that will take place beginning at the Forest Home Cemetery in Fifield, beginning at 11 a.m. with a special speaker. And then the event moves to Mulrich Park for food and fellowship afterwards. This welcome home represents the final 2 years of the Vietnam War, commemorated by the Vietnam Veterans Commemorative Trail.
tried a smoothie bar, asking people if they'd switch smoothies with me for $574.
Oh, I'll switch.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
That's a headache.
Nope, it's painless.
Oh, so it's easy money.
Yep, check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
I'm going to jump in here quick and chat with Pete from Wheelway because we got a lot of great things going on at Wheelway this summer. Folks need their oil change, Pete. Oil changes have gotten a little bit expensive some places. You guys are doing it right down there. Tell us what you got for oil changes.
Well, we're still holding the price firm. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, and we have many other discounts available going until the end of July.
Now, with summer travel coming up, that oil change includes a complete check over of a lot of different points on the vehicle, right?
Correct. 60-point inspection test. We'll be able to look over the vehicle. The mechanic will let you know exactly if you need air filters, transmission change, a lot of many different things that cover that 60-point inspection test.
People should hang on to that flyer, too, that they got, because there's a lot of discounts in that flyer, right?
A lot of savings, absolutely. Many discounts. Those coupons end July 31st. Pretty much covers everything that your car would need to be fixed and roadworthy. 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Yeah, Pete down at Wheelway, Fifield, Wisconsin.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start? Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
They make my workday go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98 Q Country.
I know it ain't all that liberty you should probably. Recognize that look in your eyes. Yeah, you should probably leave. 'Cause I know you and you know me, and we both know where this is gonna lead. You want me to say that I want you to stay, so you. Probably leave.
finish your wine and you should probably leave. And it's hard to resist. All right, just one kiss and you should probably leave. 'Cause I know you and you know me. And we both know where this is gonna lead. You want me to say that I want you to stay, so you should probably.
Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Now I've wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left, trying to figure this out. This jack I've been drinking's been wasted on thinking. Now I got a new
Nate Smith at 98Q Country. Hope you got a good weekend planned. How about a little bingo Saturday night? They're doing that at the Phillips Fire Hall, and that'll be at 6 o'clock. The Moose Lodge of Phillips doing that, and the money raised from that goes back to our community. So that's Saturday night at 6 at the Phillips Fire Hall. I see that Lou Dobbs passed away. Lou Dobbs, CNN and Fox Business host. He died on Thursday. Died on Thursday. He was a longtime voice on CNN. And of course, we lost Bob Newhart yesterday. And for those, this clip is a little bit, it's a few minutes long, but I think it really gives you a flavor. For those of you who aren't familiar with Bob Newhart, he had this gift of doing a phone bit. And the bit I'm going to play here is Bob Newhart just standing on a stage and simulating a phone conversation that he's having with someone. And he did probably hundreds of these over his career. Just a Hall of Fame, one of the greats of all time. Today, a tribute to Bob Newhart.
It was kind of a coincidence this past week. There was a movie on bomb disposals in Germany. And then there was an item in the paper about this plane was flying along, and somehow a bomb came loose and fell. It didn't explode. It landed, and they had to send out an expert team to disarm the bomb. And it's always an expert, courageous team of men who disarm these bombs. And I got to wondering what would happen if a team of non-experts ever tried to disarm one of these bombs. And I picture a small coastal city, very small coastal city with a beach. And we see the police chief, he's sitting in his office, and he's expecting nothing more than a phone call from one of his patrolmen on the beach. And I think it'd go something like this. Hello, Lieutenant Stevenson here. Patrolman Hackmaster. Oh, hello, Willard. You're a little late reporting in, aren't you, Willard? You found a shell on the beach. You think that's unusual, do you, Willard, finding a shell on a beach? It's not that kind of shell. What's the matter, Willard? Doesn't it sound like the ocean when you hold it up to your ear? Oh, that kind of shell. Well, I'll tell you what, Willard, I'll send somebody out in the morning. Oh, is that right? Gee, I was kind of hoping that was your watch making that noise, Willard. I'm going to give it to you straight, Willard. You got a live one there. Willard, don't hang up. That's an order, Willard. And stop that whining. Now, you're perfectly safe, Willard. There's nothing to worry about as long as it's ticking. When it stops ticking, that's something else again, Willard. Now listen, Willard, get control of yourself. Now, you and I are going to disarm that thing. I've got the instruction manual. Well, no, I'm not coming down there, Willard. I just can't leave the office anytime I want to, Willard. No, don't bring it in here, Willard, no! Look, Willard, I'm taking just as big a chance as you are. I mean, this is my responsibility. I mean, if that thing goes off, it's me they're going to want to talk to, not you, you know. All right, now, Willard, describe it to me. It sounds like some kind of torpedo, Willard. It must be one of ours. Are there any markings on it? It says made in Japan, huh? Now, it still could be one of ours, Willard. Is there a serial number or anything like that on it? X53L7. Let me look that up, Willard, just a minute. Oh, boy, you found a beauty there, Willard. You know how powerful that baby is? Six city blocks, Willard. What do you mean you'll call me back? There's a telephone booth seven blocks away. Willard!
Now, stop that whining, Willard. Willard, I know this is dangerous, but if we can save one human life, that's the way you feel about it, huh? Well, Willard, get control of yourself now. Listen, Willard, according to this, there's a... how long has that thing been ticking? About 5-6 minutes, huh? Uh-oh. No, nothing, Willard, nothing. No. We're just going to have to work a little faster than I thought. Willard, according to the manual here, about 6 inches from the tail end of it, there's a plate there. Yeah, and it's held on by 4 screws. Now, it says, this is very important. This plate should be removed with an LT-507 screwdriver with a plastic handle and a demagnetized head. Yeah, you don't have one, huh? I'll use a coin then, Willard. Okay, you got it off, Willard? Okay. Well, that thing sure is complicated. I can't make heads or tails out of this. No, don't worry, Willard. I'll get that thing fixed if it's the last... We'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. Listen, Willard, there's kind of a little... Oh, hoochamajigger in there. A wheel of some kind. Why don't you try turning the wheel, Willie? Oh, I don't know. Turn it to the left, see what happens. Yeah, I can hear it now, Willie. It's ticking a lot faster, isn't it? You better turn it back, Willie. Okay, let's see. Listen, there are 2 wires here. It says here, under no conditions... Oh, somebody spilled coffee all over this thing. Well, one is kind of a grayish-blue, and the other one's kind of a bluish-gray, Willard. Willard, who are you talking to there? A little boy. Willard, get him out of there. If that thing goes off, we're... He says it's his. It's a toy torpedo. Willard, let me talk to the kid, will you? He ran down to the beach with it. Willard, I think you better come into the office. We ought to have a little talk. You hung me up here for 10 minutes because the kid... What was that noise, Willard? The toy torpedo just sunk a fishing trawler, huh? Well... It's all right, Willard. It's out of our hands now. It's in the Coast Guard's. Right. Goodbye. Goodbye.
So there you go. Tribute to the legendary comedian Bob Newhart.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10.
Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-445-6363. That's 1-800-445-6363.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. Shop your boat club located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
We have a pretty nice weekend coming up today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm, 81. Same for Sunday, partly cloudy, scattered afternoon thunderstorms, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Donna, you have a call on line 2. Donna, call on line 2.
From the cubicle to the excavator.
Move that pile, Bob.
And everywhere in between. Thanks for locking us in at work.
98Q Country.